Hello.
Hello, my name is Lindsay. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
David Mackins.
Okay. I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And how
Okay.
can I assist you today?
Well, I've been trying to call to turn in my off days on my report. And they tell me they don't identify my PIN number, the identification number that they give me when I signed up.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out why, how, or.
Did you ever reset or change your PIN number after you logged in for the first time?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So the PIN number that we give you is only temporary. You do have to change it. However,
The other guy that I talked to a couple of weeks ago said it was indefinite. It's, you know, you keep the same PIN number is what he told me.
Okay. Well, I don't know who told you that because we have always changed the PIN number. So your PIN number is typically going to be the last two digits of your social security number, followed by the last two digits of your birth year. Is that the PIN number that you're attempting?
No, ma'am. They give me a PIN number 4655. That's the PIN number. And I told the guy that, and he said it was still valid. It was still good.
Okay. Well, we can go ahead and get your PIN number reset. Could you provide your social security number for me, please?
Yes, it's 422-802046.
Okay. And what is your name for me?
David Mackins.
Okay. And could you verify your date of birth?
04-23-55.
Okay. What is your mother's maiden name?
Doris Hayes.
Okay. Could you verify your driver's license number for me?
Let me get it out. I don't know it by heart.
Go ahead.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, sir.
3320163.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna get your get your information sent over to my supervisor, and they're gonna reset yours to whatever our default will be, and that is always going to be the last two digits of your social security number, followed by the last two digits of your birth year. So for you, it will be 4655. Let me get it.
That's what they gave me was 4655.
Right, but you didn't reset it after you logged in, so it's not going to be a working password. So I'm going to get it reset.
Oh, okay. When do I log in every time? I called on Sundays. You used to call in, turn in your time off on Sundays, but they said it wasn't valid. My PIN number wasn't.
Right. Well, we'll get it reset for you, and you'll be able to continue to use it.
Okay. How long would it be good for?
Technically, after you use it once or twice, you need to go log in and reset it. Or change it. Do you do your certifications on a computer?
No, ma'am.
Do you know how to do your certification? Okay. Okay, I have reset it. I'm just waiting on them to give me confirmation that it's reset for you, okay?
Okay.
Just bear
with
me.
Every time I call in, I have to get it reset.
No,
you
should.
Or do I use the same one?
You're gonna be able to use the same PIN. I don't know if this one is gonna need you to reset it. Since you don't have a computer, I don't know what you would be able to do for that. So let me see. Okay. I made sure that they know that. Maybe there's a setting that they can change. I can't guarantee or confirm that, but I can still let them know.
Was that did I just keep calling in on Sundays?
Yeah, you do your weekly certifications you do your weekly certifications as normal. It doesn't
okay.
Yeah, resetting your PIN doesn't change your certification.
Okay, well, like I say, they told me it was, I don't claim every week because I'm not officially full-time laid off.
Okay.
I just turned in the days that I'm off.
Okay. Well, you'll continue to do everything as you normally would.
Okay.
Just bear with me. I don't want them to.
I understand.
Right.
I'm just glad I'm talking to somebody I can understand.
Right.
It's hard sometimes. I can't understand the operator you're talking to because I guess he's different languages, you know.
All right. They have your PIN reset for you. It is back to the 4655.
Okay. I do have a little question for you. If I turn this in, the time off and everything, the employee, can he deny that?
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. Well, I know used to they could deny it, you know, because you know how some bosses are. They don't want you to draw unemployment for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know why. I don't guess nothing comes out of their pocket. I mean, but see, I do construction, so we don't work every day.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, you'll just keep doing your certifications like normal, and they have reset your PIN, so you can continue to use the 4655. If you do manage to get internet, and you have the ability to go online, I do recommend that you change your password to something that you'll remember.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
My password is my PIN, right?
Yes.
Or you have to set up a password.
The 4655, that's your password or your PIN
okay.
number.
Okay. Do I just go back and call this back in this Sunday? I have to wait on Sunday to call it in, correct?
You still have to, if you did not call it in this week, you have to call it in this week.
Okay, let me ask you this. They told me before, see, everybody gives me different answers. I don't know which one's the right one or not, but they told me they only allowed Monday through Fridays. Our time period where I work at goes through Thursday through Wednesdays. How do I do that? I just call on Sunday and turn in the days that I missed the week before, correct? Or the week after?
The week, I would say the week before.
I mean, like I say, I can only turn in Monday through Fridays, but our pay period is, I don't even acknowledge that, do I? I just go by what y'all want, require?
Yes, you would have to go by our requirements, yes.
Okay. Don't go by what they, okay. Well, like I say, I might be off on Wednesday and Thursday, but I might have worked Monday and Tuesday. You see, well, because our pay period is on a different time as y'all's requirements is, you know.
Right. Well, if you know that you're working Monday and Tuesday and you're not going to be working Wednesday and Thursday, then you can call on Wednesday. You can, as soon as you know the information that's going to be available to you,
yes, ma'am.
Call on the day that, you know, on that first day that you're not available, or if it works better for you to keep calling on a Sunday, keep calling on a Sunday. You have the options to do it however it works best for you.
Okay. Well, I don't never, in construction, I don't never know what days I'm going to be off until that day. See, I have to call in. I had to call in every morning to see if we got anything to do, if we can work because of the weather. And so that kind of throwed me out of whack because I can't predict what I'll be doing the next day, you know.
Mm.
We might
be
working, you know, the next day, you know.
Right.
But I guess, can I go ahead and turn in what I done missed in November? I got 3 days in November and 1 day in December because it was toward the end of November. Can I turn that in this coming up Sunday, or how do I do that?
You have to file every week
I mean, do I call the? See, that's only the other Sunday thing. I only got one number. Are there somewhere else I can call and turn in the days I missed in November and 1st of December? Because it was only 30 days in November. But.
Right.
Or do I go ahead and just wait till Sunday and turn it in? It's kind of hard. It's hard to turn it in because you can't explain it to nobody because it's a computer. And they, you know, it's just they're wanting to know if you've been looking for a job and if you're available for a job and all this, but I hadn't actually been officially laid off. You know, if I was completely laid off, then I could go through the questions of. I've been looking for a job or whatever, you know. I'm just trying to figure out my best route to go here.
It would be better if you have to file weekly, you would just file on once you know your whole schedule for that week.
Yes, ma'am.
You would have to just call and report those days. It sounds like Fridays and let's see, because you have to be done weekly by Friday at 5 p.m. So it sounds like you'll know your whole schedule for the week on Thursday. Is that it? Is that correct?
Yeah, for the past days, not the future days, but the past days that I went through, correct? Is that what you mean? Like Monday, like if I call in on Thursday and I say I was off, you know, past Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the Thursday I call in. But I can't hardly call in and report off from the for the next following week, the coming week, not the week I done went by, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if it makes sense or not, but.
It's a little hard to understand. So your schedule starts on Thursday.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And ends the next week of Wednesday.
Okay. So do you want to, what if you called in every Wednesday? Since
that
completes the week.
That'd be great. That'd be good. Can I do that?
You absolutely can, yeah. You can do your certifications on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. It just has to be done and dusted by Friday at 5 p.m.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Same thing on Wednesday if I called on Wednesday. But like I say, I know by Wednesday if I don't work Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, or past Thursday and Friday. But see, they don't accept the past week. That's the only thing about it, though. I can't turn in the week before.
I see.
I can only turn in the week as present that I'm calling about, you know.
I see. So your problem day would be Friday because you have to claim before 5 p.m. on Friday, but you would have to work hours on Friday some of the times, huh?
Yes, ma'am. But I could turn in the days I didn't work, countless, just kind of regarding what my pay schedule is. I could just start it on a Monday. If I didn't work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or if I was off Monday and Tuesday, I could call it past week, I could call it in. But which number do I call, the 866 number?
No, you would call the one that you normally do for your weekly certification.
Okay, the 1-800, okay, 752,
yes.
I think what it is.
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Yeah. Maybe I got it. I guess I could go ahead and call in today to turn these November time in, couldn't I? Or have I done lost
yes.
that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can still file. Just because it told you earlier today that your number was wrong, that doesn't mean that your week is done. You just need to call again.
Okay. I'll do that when I get off the phone. I'll just go in. I guess I could call it in today or I need to wait till Sunday. That's the only thing. I always said wait, turn it in on Sundays. I could wait. I'd have to wait another week, the rest of this week, to be able to get it turned in on a Sunday.
Okay. You...
I know it's confusing. I'm sorry, but
it is a little confusing because it's like,
yeah.
It's, what do you do about that Friday? Because you have to report your Friday. So, okay, can you do your certification on Friday mornings?
Yes.
Before you go into work? Okay.
Yes.
Can you tell them that you've worked during that week and that you're also going to be working that Friday, but you have to call on Friday?
Okay, I can do that, but which number do I do that from?
The same one that you always used for your weekly certifications.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just a recording, but, you know, maybe I can't. It's kind of hard to explain to people, somebody on the recording, you know, because they asked the questions and you got the answer, you know.
Right. Well, answer like
they
you
hang,
normally
they,
do.
They hang up on you and say, well, I called to... reported yesterday, and they said you had three chances for your pen because they denied my pen, and they just hung up on me. The recording did, you know.
Right. Well,
so
I've reset your pen. It does take, sometimes it takes 24 to 48 hours. If it doesn't go through today, you'll probably have to wait until tomorrow, and just try again. It normally takes immediately, but sometimes it doesn't, and so you might have to wait until tomorrow to do your certification. But just remember that it needs to be done this week. Yours still needs to be done this week.
Yeah, because I was in my mind, I'm thinking on this day I can call in is on a Sunday. But while you're talking, I can kind of call in any day as long as I know what days I didn't work. Because usually I don't call in on the previous days that I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually the week before that already been off, you know.
Right. Well, if the system that you were currently doing was working for you, you don't have to change it.
No, I had never really filed except for one time, and I never did receive no money from that time.
Okay.
That would say I done been signed up since September. But I've been working with being off and on, but whenever I got where I started calling in, it got where it denied it, so... You know, I just had never got to reset it back up again until now. But I first signed up in September, and I turned in. You know, they wanted to know where I've been applying for jobs and all this, but, you know, I'm not officially laid off, so I'm not hadn't been replying for jobs, you know, yet until... Which I probably won't be officially laid off, because some weeks we worked a whole week. You know,
it's right.
It's kind of like work, you know, being at working outdoors. It's just kind of, I'm not working somewhere where I'm guaranteed 40 hours.
Okay. So I'm a little confused by that.
I know. I'm sorry.
Are you working full time or is it half time?
Well, I call it half time because it's kind of like the rainy season. I might not work but one day a week. Then again, we might be off the whole week because of the weather.
Okay.
That's I know it's kind of confusing, but doing construction, that's just kind of the way it's always been. It would be easier if I just laid you completely off. It'd be easier. But, see, some jobs come in, and we might could do on days that it's not, the weather's not bad, you know.
Right.
So that's kind of kicks everything out of whack. But I didn't know if I'd done lost them days in the end of November or not, you know.
Well, you're supposed to file every single week. So
yes,
you need to make... You need to make sure that you're filing every week.
Okay.
Even if you work every day.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense. But have I already lost them November days?
I'm not sure. You can, if you have questions about like the your previous weeks and things like that, wouldn't be able to go in and tell you. The only thing that I could really advise you about is like doing weekly certifications. You would have to contact our inquiry department and see what they can tell you. I can give you their telephone number. Would you like that?
Yes, ma'am. That'd be great.
Okay. So their telephone number is 800.
Uh-huh.
361
Okay.
4524
Okay. Well, I got that number too. Claims.
Yes.
Under claims. Okay. So if
that's called the inquiry department.
Can I talk to somebody or is it just computerized?
Well, you call at 5 p.m. on Sunday through Thursday,
okay.
And it's a It's an automated machine that schedules an appointment for you, then someone calls you back to talk to you.
Okay. Yeah, I did call it before, and it said something about it couldn't schedule. You have to schedule an appointment after 5 p.m.
Yes. You have to call in at 5 p.m. on the dot because they can only schedule 600 appointments.
Yeah,
and there's way more than 600 people that need help. So.
I understand. They kind of make it challenging try to get your money. You know, it kind of.
It's better than what it used to be.
Oh, really?
We're working on it. It's just hard because the employment rate's gone up since the COVID started.
Yeah, I remember years ago I had to drive before, and it was just like clockwork. I'd call in on Sunday, but I was officially laid off. You know, it was a lot easier when I was laid off than it is when I'm work now. I work one day a week or 2 days a week. You know, it makes it harder for me to do it whenever I'm doing it this way. And it is if I just took the whole week off, you know, or missed the whole week. But, well, I appreciate you explaining all this to me. Cause like I say, it's hard to understand some people that we get, you know, when we call.
Right. Well, it's my pleasure, sir. I do recommend you call in the inquiry department and seeing about that previously.
Okay.
And they'll be able to give you all the answers that you need.
Okay, I called at 5 and try to set up an appointment. Maybe I can get in there because I'm not always. I guess it would be easier if I, like you say, to have a computer, but I just can't afford it, you know. So.
Right.
I just have to do my phone calling. But I do appreciate your time explaining stuff.
Right.
And calling back, you know. Because sometimes people don't call back, you know.
Right. Well, they'll definitely call you. You just have to schedule that appointment.
Okay, I will. I'll try to keep it in mind, because I'm 67, so my mind's not quite as sharp as it used to be.
Right.
I forget sometimes to do this, that, another, you know.
I don't blame you.
I wish we could get a certain age, then we could go back and start over again.
Yep, that would be great.
Yeah, it don't work that way.
All right.
Well, I truly appreciate you taking time with me, Nyla, and thank you very much.
Absolutely. I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, sir. You enjoy your day and you enjoy your holidays.
Okay, you too, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.